Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to tune into an incredible podcast experience. Welcome to Suited Tutor, the podcast show that delivers enlightening insights and captivating knowledge. Prepare to be amazed as we dive deep into the exciting world of education and empowerment. And now, it's time to introduce your extraordinary host. Give a roaring round of applause for the one and only Wolfie Lloyds.
Welcome back to another enlightening episode of Wisdom Whispers. Okay, this person definitely doesn't like singing. That's why he likes whispering. Who knows, right? Who knows? I'm your host, the one and only, Wolfie Lloyd. And today we have a fascinating topic to explore and also discuss. Variety. Speaking of fascinating topics, the one and the most incredible person I have ever met, his name is Leanne Cook. A subject matter expert in social care, is here to enlighten us about the ADHD and also autism differences. Leanne, honestly, welcome on board and welcome to the show.
Hi, Wolfie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share some valuable information with your listeners.
Okay, now I'm getting hyped. I'm getting hyped, Leanne. That's fantastic. So let's get right into it. So, Leanne, can you start by giving us a small tiny overview of ADHD and autism in layman's terms for people like myself who are not very familiar with those concepts so we can understand what are these conditions exactly and how are they different to each other?
Absolutely, yeah. ADHD or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is a condition that's characterized by persistent patterns of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. Autism, on the other hand, is a spectrum disorder that affects social communication and behavior. Whilst both of them are neurodevelopmental disorders, they manifest really differently. Individuals with autism more commonly experience repetitive behaviors and a need for routine.
Okay. Now, Leah, this is completely out of topic. Just because now I'm being inquisitive. Is it something that you are being born with, or is it something that you could potentially cultivate or perhaps manifest throughout your years being a teenager, child, or even adult? Could you please shed some more light, Leanne?
So yeah, it has been found that people can be born with ADHD, but what we do tend to find is that it's often diagnosed at either school age, where we'll get the typical bouncy child that can't sit still in class, or later on in life, when as an adult, you've now struggled with the condition for so many years and you've gone to seek help for why you're experiencing these symptoms and then come to realize that you've had ADHD all along.
Okay. I mean, that's hopefully, I think that definitely provides more insights. Now, there was a quite fancy term, Leanne. You mentioned about the term neurodevelopment. Could you please break it down a bit more and tell us what it means and how it relates to neurodivergent or perhaps any neurotypical brain functions so that people will be able to get a bit of a better overview and picture? Not the ones we're getting for Snapchat and Instagram, obviously not, but the other kind of picture. Yeah, coming over to you right now.
Of course. So neurodevelopmental disorders are conditions that affect the development of the nervous system. The term neurodivergent basically refers to individuals whose neurological development and functioning is different from what's considered typical or neurotypical. So in essence, the neurodivergent brain, like those with ADHD and autism, process information differently. So we can almost imagine that they're on a different operating system, if you like, and they see the world in a new way. So this in itself can be challenging and advantageous. Although it's important to remember that these symptoms manifest differently for everybody the conditions are experienced very, very differently. So it's important to learn about the individual's unique experiences and preferences, especially in relation to how they're referred to. This is commonly known as person first or identity first language.
Okay, I mean, that sheds some more light towards this case and makes a bit more sense. Thanks, Leanne. Now, Okay, I will try to get some more towards the nitty-gritty components of the brain functions towards the daily life scenarios for someone having this ADHD or autism concept. So how do these differences actually affect us during our daily activities, Leanne?
That's a really good question. So for someone with ADHD, you might find that they struggle with staying focused, being organized, or sitting still for long periods. Meanwhile, someone with autism might find social interactions really challenging. They also might have specific routines that they adhere to or have heightened sensitivity to sensory inputs such as light and sounds. Oh. So these characteristics can influence everything from school, work, personal relationships. But it's important to note that there are some overlapping traits and symptoms across the two.
Okay, that's a little bit more comprehensive, at least from my side. Please know everyone. If anyone has got any follow-up question, Leanne will be more than happy to be able to follow up and try as well to tackle every single one of them effectively. Of course, we're not talking about the rugby tackle, obviously, but again, I think Leanne is a pro regardless. So, for our listeners now, Leanne, who might be wondering, contemplating like philosophers, are there any specific hints or perhaps any strategies that we can actually embrace to be able to manage these conditions? What do you think, Leanne, from your perspective?
So there definitely are. For ADHD, strategies like breaking down tasks into smaller steps, using reminders, setting up a structured environment, or even gamifying tasks can be really helpful. So gamifying tasks simply means applying the typical elements of game playing, such as point scoring or rules of play, to other areas or activities to encourage participation. So when we think about this, we need to consider how we all quite like a reward, and a reward can be a game changer. So using them can be highly encouraged. And then for autism, creating predictable routines using visual aid, having clear and consistent communication can really make a big difference. But it's all about finding out what works for that individual.
Okay. Okay, Leanne, speaking of rewards, for those who have a particular sweet tooth, okay, I'm pleading guilty, Your Honor, I'm pleading guilty. Could providing any treats be classified as a reward, Leanne, for ADHD individuals and strategies, like you mentioned, for rewards?
It certainly could, yeah. I think with rewards, try not to use food-based rewards as the sole...
in the hand. Okay. Continue that, sorry.
Be mindful of how many sweets we're eating, that's all.
Okay. So everyone, basically, I'm trying to suggest, let's be mindful because we don't want to pay too many visits to the dentist. I guess. Demetrius? Okay. Or everyone else, please be mindful. Thanks, Leanne. Okay. So are there any tools or any resources or perhaps any guidelines that can support individuals with ADHD or autism then, Leanne?
Yeah, there's loads of tools available. So for ADHD, you have apps that assist with time management, give reminders, and help with organization. And it's found that these can be an absolute lifesaver because they help to reduce the mental load and executive functioning that's required. Whereas for autism, there's apps that help with things that are called social stories, also communication and sensory processing. In addition to all of this, things such as occupational therapy, behavioral therapy, and support groups can be incredibly beneficial. But as long as the approach is relevant to the individual's need level, they should experience some alleviation of the challenging aspects of their condition.
Please know, everyone, we are going to include more information based on Leanne's advice and suggestions. So you could actually access all of the informative resources or perhaps software applications, so that you will be able to get more informed and try as well to help anyone that is quite dear and beloved to yourself. On that note, so I think, Leanne, we're getting there. So before we are trying to wrap it up, Leanne, is there anything specifically you'd like to share to the audience? Any messages? Now, the messages could be SMS, it could be MMS, it could be anything, Lian, you'd like to share with the rest of us so that we will be able to navigate towards those conditions, or perhaps anyone will be able to get some help from that. What would you suggest? Any last hints or tips you would share, Lian?
So I think I'd like to say that people with ADHD and autism are simply just experiencing the world in a different way to most. But it's important to approach these conditions with understanding and compassion. Everyone's journey is unique, and with the right support, these individuals can thrive and lead fulfilling lives. But unfortunately, they do face a lot of stigma. Some of us might have seen that there's an increase of ADHD information in the workplace, and it's a topic that's being explored a lot more. So I think if we all try to learn as much as we can, we'll find that we can work and live alongside each other with a lot more ease and happiness.
Oh, beautifully said, Lian, honestly. Thank you so much for sharing your time, your experience and your expertise with us today, Lian. I'm really, really grateful, as well as the rest of us. And from this enlightening conversation, I'm pretty sure that all of the listeners would be having their interest being picked. That's what I'm trying to think. So thank you for having us here, Lian.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So to all of our amazing listeners, hopefully none of you are still sleeping or snoring. Otherwise, we'll come after you. We'll wake you up for sure. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more insightful episodes from Wisdom Whispers. Until next time, everyone, au revoir. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for more captivating conversations and enlightening insights on Suited Tutor, the podcast show that never fails to amaze and delivers an exceptional educational experience. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Suited Tutor. Until next time, stay tuned to Suited Tutor's podcast, where education meets empowerment. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch up with you in the next episode.